But they'll feel better after this because they say that laughter can cure physical ailments. That's in the New England Medical Journal. This is true. Now they have clowns performing for terminally ill people in hospital wards. Is that what you really want? You're dying of cancer. You want Willie Whistle twisting a balloon into a poodle? Timmy, what do you want, a duck? Let me do a pony for it. Timmy's like, yeah, could you twist that thing into a liver? I've been on the list for 3 years.
9-12. Nick DiPaolo's here, one of my favorite comedians. And Nick and I, you know, I don't think we've ever officially met face-to-face. I've talked to you on the phone for years.
Yeah. Where did you find that clip, Steve? I can't even, that's funnier than anything I've written in the last 2 years. was that off a CD?
We have an amazing research department.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's really,
seriously,
really strong. Really strong.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Chicago. How long has it been?
Let's try to make 16 months.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you try to make one trip a year or so in?
I try to, but they don't always want to have me back. You know? I was there. I was there October of 2014.
And you and I spent a lot of time on the radio talking politics.
Yeah.
The knuckleheads on the Republican side. Well, first off, do you know Trump?
I do not know Trump. If I knew Trump, I wouldn't be doing radio with you guys. I'd be a.
You'd be his running mate.
I'd be his running mate.
Let me tell you something. You as his running mate makes as much sense as anything else this year.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely. But I don't have a problem with that field compared to the idiots on the left.
Well, but you got to remember, when you say I don't have a problem with that field, you have to consider everybody that's in the field.
I do. But it's always the Democrats and the libs talking about diversity, and that's what's very important. It's a real diverse field they put out this year, huh?
Right.
Thick ankle dog face Hillary and a 90-year-old socialist and a self-hating white jerk from Maryland. That's pretty good.
See, Bernie Sanders to me, you know, the Statler and Waldorf thing from the Muppets, you know, he's the one on the left.
Yeah.
But Bernie's like the guy at Thanksgiving that comes over that you're sort of happy to see for like 5 minutes, and then you realize you're committed for 6 hours.
That's right.
You can't wait for dinner to be over.
Man, comb that hair, for crying out. It looks like he backed up in a convertible to the debate. It's always going forward and talking about the top 1%. Why don't you try combing the top 1% of the time?
That's the best hair joke I've heard in years.
Yeah.
So he backed up in a convertible.
That's what it looks like. It's going, he combs it forward. Well, I was thinking if JFK had Trump's hair, it'd still be alive today.
Oh, God.
What's that, rough?
That's
what
not
has
rough.
Happened to radio?
No, it's not rough. That's science.
That's science.
Oh, come on. Stop it.
Hey, this is my agent. Look how depressed he looks. Kid just walked by in a hoodie crying.
Let's pretend I don't have the notes in front of me. When are you at Zany's? Oh, here it is. Never mind.
I hope you do. I have no idea when I'm at Zany's.
Nick DiPaolo, tonight at 8, Zany's in Rosemont. Have you done that room yet?
I have done it. It's a beautiful
room. It's a great room.
And tomorrow night, two shows at Rosemont. And
right.
I was in downtown last night.
Sunday, you're doing brunch. You got a nooner. 2 o'clock show. Tickets $25 plus. This is odd for Zany's. There's a 9-drink minimum. I have not seen those kind of numbers before.
That's about right for Mike Rath.
Tickets online at zanies.com and more with Nick DiPaolo in just a second. Kev, let's take a break, catch up on a couple of things, and come back with more with Nick next on 720 WGN.
Howard.
Oh, listen to this.
Are you serious? Apologies for freedom. I can't handle this.
These are three very cute little girls. What are they, 10 maybe?
Yeah, about 8, 9, 10.
Dressed up in patriotic clothing, singing a Trump song last night.
Face the music. Come on, boys, take them down.
I guess this probably went viral last week, didn't it? To make
America great. I believe this was a rally yesterday.
Oh, it's just from yesterday?
Yeah.
You got to wonder where DCFS is in whatever town they're in. Because these 10-year-old girls are going to grow up someday, and the internet apparently is not a fad. Apparently, it is going to last. And they're going to be able to look back and go, this is what my mom and dad made me do. They made me dress up in flag-colored clothing and sing a song about Donald Trump.
Sounded like right out of Hitler's Germany.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Nick DiPaolo's here. He's going to be at Zany's all weekend. Now, you're a sports fanatic.
I like sports a lot. I still like women. I'm a weird guy. I'm living the alternative lifestyle in this country at this point.
It really is. Yeah, it's true.
Still like chicks and stuff. You know.
Are you a hockey guy?
Yes, I am. I Chicago Blackhawks.
How about it?
Impressive run they're having the last few years.
3 out of 7, baby.
Unbelievable. And I was, as a kid, I loved it. Tony Esposito is my favorite goalie of all time.
And Tony, you know, we probably
you
get
people
Tony,
in your 70s.
We could probably get Tony on the phone. Tony,
I talked to him when Nick and Artie.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Unbelievably nice guy.
Great guy.
Yeah. And well, for a guy that, you know, took pucks off his head for like 30 years, can still carry on a conversation.
Yes. He's done quite well. I went out and bought that Tony, when I was a kid, the Tony Esposito mask that was in the store. I was there the day it came out.
You're still wearing it, aren't you?
I do. I wear that to bed. The wife likes it, and she has on her mud face.
It's a, it's a beautiful thing. Now, who's your team?
The Bruins. I'm from Boston.
Right. No, yeah. I know that.
The most successful American franchise in hockey.
Yes, but what's going to happen with the Bruins this year? Because not a lot going on there that, you know.
Well, no, they're in a transition, but I thought they were going to be way worse than they are. I mean, they opened the season by losing 3 in a row at home, which they hadn't done to prior Bobby Orr.
That's enough to make Boston burn down the city.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, this is going to be the longest season ever, but they... Claude Julien's not a bad coach.
No, he's a good coach.
You know?
Yeah. But, all right, so let's talk about your Patriots.
My Patriots. God bless them.
I don't see anything stopping them because I think the great evener in life, the great sports karma moment, is the commissioner having to hand Tom Brady the trophy after 2015.
Dude, you hit it right on the head. You hit it right on the head. I mean, like, every year they find a reason, right, to motivate, you know.
Right.
I'm living a... I started following the Patriots in 1968. I'm 53, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So I have track marks in my arms to prove that Jim Plunkett
you've lived a life, yeah.
Yeah, and so I pinch myself every day that we're a football dynasty and Tom Brady is our quarterback.
Right.
And I love that everybody hates us. It's the same reputation the Raiders had when I liked them as a kid back in the
70s. Right.
I'm living a fantasy world. I absolutely love it. So
this is the perfect team for you now. This team with Belichick and
yes,
Brady.
We're the bad guys.
Yeah, this is perfect for you.
With the All-American.
And by the way, Brady's diet came out this week. Did you see this? He has like a raisin and half a cup of water twice a week. That's it. That's
what
all
happens
he
when you live with a supermodel.
Yeah, he has to split it with her.
Yeah.
That's when she cooks.
They have 3 pellets of rabbit food.
That's when she
I'm
cooks.
I'm making dinner. Raising
yeah, there you go.
All right, so that's football. What about the Red Sox?
Sox are going to be killer this year.
You think so?
Killer, absolutely.
How about a Red Sox-Cubs World Series?
That's what I'm hoping for.
It's possible.
I'm really hoping for. I know, you get Theo Epstein.
Man,
right,
who's always a Red Sox to you?
Yeah, no, but he gets it done, man.
Yeah, have you met Theo? Because he's a strange man.
I haven't.
Baseball savant. He's Big Bang Theory kind of guy, right? Little nerdy guy.
Yeah.
The one thing that really, really is what he doesn't want in this world is people. Yeah, he's just not a people guy at all.
See, I would like to meet him.
Yeah, no,
but he wouldn't
him?
Want to meet me.
No,
he's not
want
a people
to
guy.
No,
and neither am
human.
I. So we get along good. I go,
no,
hey,
no, the difference is you don't like people. Theo doesn't like being around people. Yeah, those are distinctly different things.
Are they really?
Yeah, they really are. So Theo, you know, got the Red Sox there.
Yeah.
Now he's getting the Cubs there. That'd be a great World Series.
And Madden is the coach? I mean, that's a dangerous combination.
Yes, it is.
It's Tony Soprano. He's just...
And a little bit nuts. And and your Celtics.
I don't care about the Celtics, NBA. I hate basketball.
Did you always hate basketball?
Worst. No, I liked it in the 80s when it was basketball. When the Lakers and Celtics used to, you know, clothesline each other.
Now it's 3 points and free throws.
Oh, please.
Right? I mean, that's what it is. 3 points and free throws. 3 points, free throws, convicts, and apparently gas.
Yeah, gas.
those are what that means. All right, so how many weeks are you doing on the road?
Not that many. I sell weed to kids during the day, so I cut down on the road work. Can I say that without getting arrested in Chicago? No, I do. I don't know. That's actually a good question. Probably 15.
15?
It used to be 30 or whatever when I was young and chasing waitresses. And,
right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right. How old are the kids now?
I have one that's 61 and another one's 49. They're both Indian girls. I found them at a mall in New Delhi, but that's a whole different. No, I don't have any kids.
What are you talking about? I thought you had kids.
Are you kidding me? I hate kids.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you wouldn't have
They're
them.
Loud and they poop themselves.
Well, so do you. Well,
so does my dad at this point. But that's horrible. I don't. Why did you think I had kids?
I don't. I just thought you had kids.
I sent you pictures pretending.
Yeah, well, I got the picture of you and a woman that looked like she was cut out of some sort of magazine, and then two children.
out of some kind of a I'm sponsoring a couple kids in Ethiopia.
Oh, that
you know,
was
you
it.
Send them money, they're sitting in front of a bowl of rice, and the then like 2 years later, they're on the hood of a Porsche giving me the finger. Apparently, the buck and a half goes a long way in Ethiopia.
World's out to get you, man. World's out
there. Oh, exactly.
It's absolutely true. All right, so by the time we talk next time, what will President Trump have you as a cabinet member, do you think?
I would love. You know, it's funny, and I'm saying this. I was never a big Trump fan. Every time I saw him, I go, how's this guy a billionaire? He sounds like a bit of a dope. But what he's done for the process, I'm sorry. I love it. I love that he's making these politicians. He's holding a mirror up to them and just showing what bull, just phony, you know.
Phony baloney nonsense.
Just, I love it. I love that he's going after people.
You know, I love that you got through that half paragraph without your head exploding, trying not to curse.
Did you see that?
Oh, man.
I was twitching.
The veins popping out of your
forehead. My right eye was twitching like I just had mustard gas. But, yeah. There's nobody right-wing, far enough right-wing for me.
That's true.
I'm going for Cruz, and he's not even far enough right-wing for me. What do you think of that?
Cruz and Trump are both completely nuts, but they're your
they're
guys.
They're not completely nuts. What completely nuts is the dink in office and anybody who voted for him. Anyways.
You get these kind of subtle takes on life when you see Nick DiPaolo live on stage.
Yeah, we need more diversity, correctness.
When you cut through all of what Nick's trying to say, you eventually get to what he really feels. Tonight at 8, Zanies in Rosemont. Tickets at 312-337-4027. And tomorrow night in Rosemont. Now, why would the number be different for tickets tomorrow night?
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Can't be right. The Zanies Rosemont. Just go to zanies.com/Rosemont or show up and get a couple of tickets before they're gone, because Nick is one of the best guys you'll ever see on stage. 7 and 9:30 tomorrow night, 8 o'clock tonight. And I love seeing you, man. It's great to see
and
you.
And if you go to nicktip.com, you get my tour dates, and I have a podcast that separates me from a lot of comics, I understand. But I actually charge for it. Seriously, it's free on Mondays, and then if you like it, three or four more a week. And it's killer. It's starting to pick up. It's me in my basement ranting like this in my underwear.
With
a dead mouse a foot from my foot. Is it gas time?
No, do you ever?
Oh, do I have gas?
Do you have gas? Do you ever have
gas? Oh, gas. I thought you said gas. What the hell's that got to do with my bed? I was like, no, it's oil heat.
Don't judge me on what you thought you heard.
I am not judging you, Steve.
Do you have gas?
Steve?
Do you have gas?
No, what was the question?
Do you have guests on the podcast?
I don't, because I live 35 miles north of the city.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll have Robert Kelly on. He lives like 20 minutes from me.
So you just put neighbors on.
I put neighbors on. There's a guy who did my, nice Mexican guy who did my fence. I had him on and his 11 kids. And they came over in a Prius. And, you know, but no, it's I have a few guests here and there. Trying to get Colin Quinn up to the house. Seinfeld won't come. He's kind of snooty. But, you know. And a couple
it's
of-
Nick DiPaolo. Nick Dip.
.com.
NickDip.com. It's great to see you, man.
Thanks, Steve.
That's a good show.
Appreciate it, brother.
928, back after this on 720 WGN.